Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. And before we head off for this holiday weekend, we want to acknowledge that it is, in fact, a somber holiday. It's not just start of the beach season. Memorial Day dates from the Civil War. It marks an occasion to remember those who have died in battle. So let's tie together some threads we've been following this week. We've had our obituary series, discussions we've been having about friendship. And so we're going to take some calls about a friend who will be on your mind on Monday. Do you have a story to tell about a friend you've lost to an actual battle or to a more metaphorical one? Call us, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. We want to take your calls. Who will you be remembering this Memorial Day? Right after this break. Back in a moment. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer, and before we go off for the holiday weekend, it is, of course, Memorial Day, but it's not just the start of the beach season. Memorial Day is a holiday that dates back to the Civil War. It used to be called Decoration Day, and then it became Memorial Day, and it really marks an occasion to remember people who have died in battle. But we want to tie together some threads we've been following this week. We, of course, had our obituary series, and then we've had a separate discussion about friendship. So we thought we would take some calls from you, calls about friends who will be on your mind this weekend, perhaps even on Monday, the Memorial Day itself. We've been talking about friendships. We even talked about a study that showed that people's satisfaction with friendship wanes in middle age, but rebounds again later in life. Have you lost a friend from any stage of your life whose passing you still mark? We really want to hear about it. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. One of the comments we got on Wednesday when we talked about the friendship study was this one from Nina. She wrote, "When a friend got a diagnosis of stage 4 stomach cancer, a group of his friends got together and, for the last year of his life, formed a care group all the way to the end, staying overnight with him in the hospital so that one of us would be with us when he died. We are boomers, and I am so grateful that I could be with him this way, and I miss him every day." So we check back in with those who have lost family members, but what about friends? Have you left more alone with your grief or with your friends? As another commenter termed it, your chosen family. Are your friends your chosen family? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Let's start with Fred. He has come back from Vietnam, and he's going to tell us his story. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Sophia. She's in Brooklyn, and she's going to tell us about her Fred friend. Sophia, tell us about your friend Fred. And I know you're there in Brooklyn, and you're now here with us on WNYC.
Yeah, Fred was a really good friend. He was a decorated Nam vet, and he was so haunted by his experiences there that he never wanted to be recognized for the two silver stars that he had. He had two silver stars. I forget how many Purple Hearts. Wow. He was a well-decorated vet. And the way that it affected him, he had terrible PTSD that unfortunately he never addressed. And as a result of all that he experienced there, he finally died 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
So Memorial Day really is for someone like Fred.
Absolutely. And although he, you know, struggled with his demons and like I said, he contracted hepatitis C while he was in Nam, and never really had that properly. Well, he tried to have it addressed, but unfortunately he was just haunted by so many things. He, to me, was a hero because he joined. He didn't have to. He joined and went to fight in Vietnam. And as a matter of fact, he joined on his father's birthday. Mm. And his father, he came from a long line of military people. And to me, they are a long line of warriors and very brave people.
Well, so appropriate then, Sophia, that we started with your call. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks.
And let's now go to John, who is in the East Village. John, you are on WMYC with your story of friendship.
Hi. Actually, it's Don, but that's fine.
Thank you, Don.
It was my best friend, Dina Levinsky. And Dina was diagnosed in 1999 with advanced breast cancer because she was misdiagnosed by her GP, who was actually a female physician. But she had several best friends, myself, from age 16, we went to high school together.
My goodness.
But she was like the best friend to all of us that when she got her diagnosis, she said to me and these girlfriends, you know, this isn't just happening to me. I know it's happening to you too. And she included us in her battle. And in the last, you know, just like that other scenario you were talking about with that, you know, person who had stomach cancer, she included us and we were with her, especially in the last year when she was hospitalized a lot. We were always with her, and I had the privilege of being with her, myself and her friend Carla. We were with her on the night that she died and that morning. And, you know, we were with her as she passed on, and we just knew that she was with us, and I know we all feel like she's still with us. And every day I know we think about her, but she included us in that battle as if, you know, knowing how hard it would be for us. And that was a real privilege.
And that it would make it easier for you if you knew you had been there.
Exactly, and it did. And again, I say that she's with us every day. And like that was, we were each other's adult family, you know, a family of friends.
Chosen family, as our other listener put it.
Exactly. So I just wanted to share that. We all miss Dina Levinsky very much.
John, thank you so much. That's John from the East Village. He lost his friend Dina 9 years ago to breast cancer, a disease we still continue to lose too many people to. Let's take a call from Alice. She is in Manhattan. Alice, thank you so much for calling.
I just didn't hear that last thing because I took the phone off speaker so that it would be.
Well, thank you. We ask everyone to do that. So thank you for having the foresight because we would be hearing your radio in the background. I just said that you're in Manhattan and that your name is Alice.
Oh, okay.
So you didn't miss anything.
No, I remember Corinne Jacker.
All right.
Who was a playwright whose work was done a lot in the 60s. She wrote lots of plays. She taught screenwriting at Columbia. She worked on the film Boys Don't Cry. Mm. She did a lot. She helped the woman who wrote that. It's probably one of the reasons why it's such a wonderful film. And she was just a great person. I worked for her for 10 years. And she died this year. I was no longer working for her, but she died this year.
I can hear the emotion in your voice, so I suspected that she perhaps had died recently.
She died in January.
I'm so sorry. And I actually worked a bit on that film myself, and it is indeed Boys Don't Cry, a wonderful film.
Yeah, if you see the credits, there's a thank you to her.
And say her name again for us, please.
Corinne Jacker.
Well, writers leave a piece of themselves for us all to enjoy for the eternity. So it's wonderful if someone is an artist or a writer or a poet. And so I'm glad you've said her name here and people can go and look for her work.
Yes, if you Google her, there's a million hits. And she wrote a lot of other things besides plays. I can't mention them all. I don't want to say it wrong, but she wrote a lot of stuff.
Well, Alice, it's so kind of you in her memory to call and remember your friend Corinne Jacker on the air.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice.
Thanks for doing this.
Of course. This is Memorial Day weekend, and we thought in honor of friendship, we would have people call and give their remembrances. Peggy is calling from Hackensack with her remembrance of her friend. Peggy, who is your friend that you think of on Memorial Day and always?
I think about her many days, especially this weekend. Her name is Joan Federico, and she left us it's close to 40 years now. I can't believe it. Anyway, we met on the day that I moved in. I didn't know anybody. She came out of her yard and introduced herself, and we just fell in love, just like that. And she had six boys, and I had five boys and a girl. Mm. And I used to tease her. I said, six boys, and, you know, you're not even a Catholic.
12 so children between you.
She was a wonderful baker and a cook, and she had the most wonderful laugh. She enjoyed every day of her life, and she shared it with me. When things went wrong for me, she always lifted me up.
Well,
and I think of her every day, and I know she's waiting for me.
And Peggy, that you remember her all these decades later is a wonderful tribute. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And let me go now to Eric in Manhattan. Eric, you're on WNYC with your remembrance of your friend from Memorial Day.
Yeah, I wanted to remember Ray Wagner, who lived close by to us in Manhattan in the West Village, but also had a house across the street from us in Provincetown. And when my husband and I bought our house there, he welcomed us into his community of friends. And we shared many holidays with him. He would have these wonderful, lavish Thanksgiving and New Year's parties. And as a gay man and gay women, we often find substitute our friends for our family. And Ray definitely was part of that circle for us. When he passed away from liver cancer, it was a very short illness, he kind of knew that we would take care of him and be there for him. And in fact, we did that, and I was actually there with him when he passed away. And I often remember him on those New Year's and Thanksgiving, those wonderful nights, but also when I'm passing a stone that we had put in the end of Provincetown near the harbor.
Thank you, Eric, so much for that call and that message, not only about friendship, but also about community. Suzette in Franklin Park, New Jersey, you're on WNYC with your remembrance. Suzette, do we have you in Franklin Park?
Yes, hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Go ahead. You're on WNYC.
The person that I remember on Memorial Day and pretty much every day is the love of my life. His name is Craig Cornelius. And he died in December 2007 of brain cancer. And it was especially difficult for me this year because I've been asked to move out of the state, and his grave is only about 20 minutes away from my house. And he and I knew each other for 17 years, and when I found out he had brain cancer, I found out with an email from India where he was working. He was an expert at data compression and was just brilliant. And it was especially sad to know that it was his brain that was going to get him, you know, because he was, everything about him was in his brain, you know, like his thinking, I helped him and, you know, promised him that. And I did, you know, I helped him, get the best care possible, you know, research for him because he couldn't think for himself. And we were soulmates, and a day doesn't go by that I don't think of him. And I go to his grave every 10th of December on his birthday and pour some Maker's Mark on it because that's what he loved to drink. And so this Monday I'll be visiting his grave. And I don't know when I will be able to after that because I have to move away for a couple of years, and I'm hoping to come back so I can be near him again.
Well, thank you.
But I think of him every day, every day.
And on Memorial Day, most of all, Suzette in Franklin Park, New Jersey, thank you so much for that call, for your honesty, and thanks to all of you for sharing your remembrances on Memorial Day weekend and for the community that makes WNYC so special and so strong on this day and all year long. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer, and I say thank you to Brian for letting me host his show on this Friday. Brian will be back next week. Have a great weekend.